SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
In this bulletin, the coalition sets a timeline for unveiling their immigration policy. Nearly 70 schools in the ACT closed due to asbestos concerns. And in football, Portugal qualify for the World Cup after defeating Armenia. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Liberal leader Susan Lee has promised the coalition will announce more detail on its policy to reduce migration numbers in coming weeks. It's been a contentious issue within the Liberal Party, as some backbenchers like Jacinta Namba-Jimpa-Price push for deep cuts to migration. Senator Price was dumped from the shadow front bench after a week-long spat over comments she made about Indian migrants, culminating in her refusal to back Ms. Lee as Liberal leader. Ms. Lee has revisited the issue, vowing cuts to migration would be a priority under her leadership.
We've been working very closely on migration policy in the last 6 months. This work has been done by Paul Scar, and more recently John O'Donium has joined as the Home Affairs Shadow Minister. And in the coming weeks, we will release a migration policy, the broad principles of such a policy, that demonstrates what I have said from the get-go, which is that this country's migration numbers are far too high, and this needs to be addressed as a priority.
And the opposition has also outlined the main parts of its energy plan after abandoning net zero emissions targets. Liberal leader Susan Lee and her Nationals counterpart David Littleproud say the coalition would change the objectives given to regulatory and investment agencies if the coalition wins government in 2028. Mr. Littleproud says agencies are currently forced to prioritise emissions reduction targets and renewables, but the coalition's approach would be technology neutral, and this could support a future transition to nuclear. Shadow Minister for Energy Dan Tehan says the Albanese government is not achieving on their affordability or their climate goals.
They don't have an answer when it comes to energy affordability and reducing emissions. The $275 they promised you at the end of this year in the reduction in your power bills isn't going to happen. They also promise that they were going to bring emissions down as well, yet emissions are flatlining.
Meanwhile, nearly 70 public schools in the ACT are closed today as concerns about asbestos contamination continue to spread in the territory. On Friday, 16 schools and 6 preschools were closed for investigation after the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission warned a coloured sand product may contain asbestos traces. ACT Education and Early Childhood Minister Yvette Berry says testing will be done over the next few days at the affected sites.
Health officials confirmed that the risk is very low and they do not recommend any clinical assessments will be required for people who have been in contact with these products. However, the ACT has strong work health and safety laws and we are required to eliminate risk as much as is reasonably practicable. For asbestos, that means isolating the space, testing and remediating. All of this is required to be done by a licensed asbestos contractor.
And now abroad, more than 100 people, mostly police, have been injured in Mexico City during demonstrations that saw thousands march in protest against corruption and deteriorating security conditions. Tensions exploded when masked protesters tore down metal barriers protecting the National Palace, prompting riot police to respond with tear gas and smoke bombs. The demonstrations have mostly been organized by youth groups who say they are angered by violence, including the assassination of Uruapan Mayor Carlos Manzo. Protester Manuel Martinez says crime is the key issue.
Carlos Manso, lo que le pasó.
We came because of what happened to Carlos Manso. For me, this is living proof that people have woken up. We cannot be in the hands of a country ruled by crime. No more. I think this is the limit.
And in football, Cristiano Ronaldo is heading to another World Cup after Portugal sealed its place at next year's tournament in the United States, Canada and Mexico with a 9-1 rout of Armenia. Ronaldo missed the match in Porto because of suspension, but in his absence, Portugal ensured he would have the chance to appear at a record 6th World Cup. The 5-time Ballon d'Or winner will be 41 by the time the tournament kicks off next June, with Ronaldo having said recently it would be his last shot at winning the one major title to elude him. Assuming he retains his fitness, he's expected to be part of coach Roberto Martinez's squad, though he may be suspended for as many as 2 matches after being sent off in Portugal's 2-0 loss to Ireland on Thursday. I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.